This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are, so just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. You landed on the best podcast in the world. You know why? Because I say it is. That's a very, very important factor to what I'm about to talk about today. But before you start off your amazing, amazing week, how you feeling? How you feeling? Does your skin feel clean? Does it feel fresh? The reason why I ask that is because I was one of the first people to use the Lawnmower 4.0, the best man groomer in the whole wide world. Now, we're going to get a little personal. When you go below the waist down there, it's a very sensitive, sensitive place. And you may have heard my nightmare story. When I cut myself down there, it was not a very fun thing for myself. So Lawnmower 4.0 is actually designed for those sensitive areas. Now, I use it mostly for my upper body, my arms, my manscaping. The beautiful thing about it is I can use it right in the shower and has this cool little light on there. That's my favorite part. It's like playing swords in the shower. That's really awkward. But anyways, Lawnmower 4.0 is an amazing gift. So ladies, if you want to get a really cool gift for your man, comes in an amazing box, boxers, t-shirt. It's just an amazing, amazing, amazing product. I like it because of shower inconvenience. I'm always moving. I'm always grooving. I can carry it with me. It's very small, easy to charge, and it's waterproof. That is the coolest, coolest part. The thing that I love about it is just the sensitivity. I have sensitive skin. It gets all the hair. I have very coarse skin as well. But the Lawnmower 4.0 is a revolutionary product that you will absolutely love. The cool thing about it is they allow our warriors to get 20% off. So 20 warriors with an S, 20 warriors with an S by clicking the link down below. So men, if you want one of the best men's below the waist grooming products in the world, the Lawnmower 4.0 is your product. All right, so let's get right into it, warriors. The question I have for you today, this is a serious question, is would you rather be right or happy? Now, I've gone over this before, but many of you are struggling with this. Would you rather be right or happy? Now, let's talk about what a truly an argument is. And so I've been working towards my mission in life is neutrality. That's my mission. And just like everybody else, I have issues. I have problems. I have people in my life that cause issues or anxiety. We all have that. It's just part of life. I mean, we're not going to avoid. Wouldn't that be great if you just woke up every day and everything was just smooth and peaceful and nothing bad happened? It's just not how it's going to be. So the question you have to ask yourself is, do you want to be right or happy? That's a real question, because some of you are battling so much just to be right that it's stealing your joy on a daily basis. Now, let me pause for just a moment and say something. This is not about being walked all over or being taken advantage of or being manipulated, because the guy about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, was constantly being walked all over, was constantly being manipulated. People made me feel like I was doing something incorrectly. But I finally stood up for myself, but I also stopped arguing with people. So I did two things. I told everybody to fuck off and I became myself, which is a very powerful way to live your life. It's a very peaceful way. But I also adopted the okay strategy. I say okay if it's not going to hurt me financially, spiritually, or physically. And most of the time it's not, because an argument is just a battle of your ego. Okay. What are you arguing about? If someone's trying to convince you that you are wrong, they've already made a decision in your mind that you are wrong. If they don't approach the conversation like this, then there's no reason to argue. If they don't say, hey, Coach JV, you did this, and I'm wondering what happened from your perspective so I can gain some clarity and understanding. Because you know that's not how it fucking goes down. It's like, you did this, you're a piece of shit. And it manifests in the toilet seat being left up, and you're not a good this, you're not a good that, and you're horrible, and you're always doing this, and you're always doing that. All they're saying is, I want to argue with you to bring you down to my low vibration. That's all they're saying. So if they don't come to you and say, Coach JV, I want to understand what happened so I can gain a better understanding, so we can work together and create a peaceful environment, then there's no reason to argue. Now, here's the caution, is when you start doing this, it's going to shake the living fuck out of people. Miserable people love to argue. They love to be right. They get their joy in being right. That's where they get their joy. Wouldn't that suck? But that's how some of you are living right now. I know this is hitting some of you on the heart. So the question is, do you want to be right or be happy? Now, again, the rules are, it can't hurt you physically, spiritually, or financially, right? Well, some of the financial part, let me take that out, because that's, it doesn't, my, the money part doesn't matter to me. Money just fucking flows to me all the time. And it's not a money thing. I'll just give people money. That doesn't matter. So let me take that out. If it doesn't hurt you spiritually or physically or hurt your kids, right? So let's put that in there. So the question is, what arguments do you have in your life? Why are you upset at your boss? What is it? Because it usually comes back to you. Because if you're constantly pissed, you're constantly miserable, it's you. It's nobody else. It's actually you. It's you looking in the mirror and exposing how you feel inside, your true self. So the question, warrior, is, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Because I've never felt more happy in my life, more grounded, more neutral. I'm not constantly trying to appease people's feelings or explain myself to people. Because, whereas if I peel back the curtain on what happened to me the last year and a half, and I'm talking about some people who are in business with me, and if I peel back the curtain, people would be shocked. There's no reason to, because it doesn't help anyone. All it would do is appease my ego to prove to people what actually happened. And it does nothing. It does zero, except cause a bunch of damage. And I don't care. So it's like, I had to release and move forward. Because the question is, do I want to be right or be happy? I'd rather be happy. I'm fucking happy as shit. And so working to release this, and I'm just telling you guys through practice and things I've been through. Like, it hasn't always been this way. I do get upset, but what I'm saying is this neutrality piece. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. If you're in my friendship, my life, whatever, do your thing. As long as you're not being mean or vindictive, or, and if you are, that's your fault. It's not, it has nothing to do with me. If you're doing mean, vindictive things, then that's your choice. That's you. It has nothing to do with me. You have to live with that. So this is what gives me peace, is the person has to live with that. And many of you are just battling and battling and battling, and you're fighting to lose. You're not going to win. You're not going to win. I promise you. Just gain sympathy, gain empathy, and be loved. That's all you can do, warriors. But, you know, on the other hand, too, is be assertive. Be assertive. That's the key, warriors, is do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? So we'll make that theme this week about getting to that neutrality. And, you know, I say that and I'll probably fuck it up because I just do it off the top of my head. But it's time, warriors. It's time for you to start to really work on yourself, because it's nobody outside of you, warriors. Stop worrying about what other people are doing, warriors. I put in my work every single day, and that's all that really matters. And then the timeline shapes itself. It molds itself. People are in it. People are out of it. And that's okay. There's nothing really to think about other than that, right? If you're living your true self and there's someone in your timeline and then they leave your timeline because of a decision they made, that's a decision they made. Now, if you're the person, if you're constantly fucking things up and you're that's where it comes in, the argument thing, the ego thing, where you're trying to be right. I'm trying to be right. I'm trying to be right. That's an argument of ego. So the question is, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Warriors, rise.